Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's something that we're learning to develop in ourselves, radiating consciously so that we can send out higher messages of, hey, we can all transform. We've been a limited species in holy mackerel. We're being pushed through what looks to me like the tight part of the hourglass these days, where the economic disturbances and the physical disturbances of Mother Earth and the Gulf oil thing and all of that, poverty, what is it, breaking apart of the family and all of that are pushing us through this big question of what have we adhered to, what kind of systems exist, and what do we do when the systems start to look shabby or they're breaking apart? What happens to us? Well, parts of us break apart as well. But the other thing that happens is that you and I have a dharma. We have a singular and also a collective mission to move through and discover the higher levels of our unlimited self and to connect with each other and move those unlimited selves into a larger merging collective, which is quite a lot different than the collective that is just a swill of past reactions and defenses. So it's a big job. I'll kind of repeat that because that's a lot of talk, a lot of intellect, I suppose. But, you know, it's most of you who are listening to Radiance by Design and Jackie's show, which follows this, Explorations in Consciousness, have been born on this planet for a really important reason. And the reason I would say that's very important is within ourselves is actually to dive deeply. I used to call myself a soul spelunker, to dive deeply and cave spelunk or hang out way down deep inside until we get really in touch with who we really are and bring the integrated essence of our being up and through our skin, through our vibrational vehicle of self and into the world. It's called service. It's service to the self. It's called getting in step with our own dharma, our own soul journey. It's increasing our ability to live fully on the planet. It's a very, very big challenge. And it used to be that people went to, say, ashrams or became great, what, masters, or there were a few Buddhas and some avatars and so on. Well, not ever before, as far as I understand, in this particular dimension, at this particular lump of years, have this many people sought the truth and integrity of themselves to flesh it up and bring it together in a higher resonance in the whole collective of our species. I don't think that's ever happened before. And like any time when you've got a really big challenge and it's a really big, exciting goal, you have an equally exciting resistance. You have the polarities. You have a lot of society moving backwards the other way against it and continuing to generate an infectious kind of an excitement about darker issues. So we have this polarized reality going on. And you guys are doing just great. The polarized reality has to happen to give us enough illumination and where we're headed, right? So what I want to talk about tonight is that. And I'd really like to talk to you about what's going on in your life. I work with a wonderful stable of guides and angels. I don't mean stable in a pejorative way. I'm being kind of cheeky. A coalescence of beings that are absolutely wonderful, inspiring, and varied in their take on what reality is. The thing they all agree on, and they amp up one another's statements, is that all these different facets of consciousness are expandable. They move, and they get bigger and bigger, and they move beyond that which we've all known in terms of limitations, what I can be, what I can do. And they really help us. Oh, my goodness. They love us so much. They watch us struggling with our attitudes and our defenses and our memories and our trainings and our desires. And they just continue to love us because somehow they know that you and I and many, many individuals are really capable of moving past these limitations. And I really, if we use the word infection, really infecting the collective with higher purpose and possibility. I love it, don't you? So I want you to call in tonight. Before we get doing our own meditation, I'm going to read something that came from two people, from Squirrel, who often is mentioned in Jackie's show, And also from Deb O'Connor, who is a wonderful astrologer, friend, and quite a character herself. Somebody to get to know. She sent me a blurb about Emoto, and a lot of you have heard of Emoto. And he's the fellow who was in What the Bleep, I believe it is, who focused on water, and he focused intentional thought and feeling on water, glasses of water. And then he did a chemical scientific process of freezing the molecules of water and seeing what our thoughts and feelings had impacted those crystals. So how did they look? So a lot of you have seen, I'm sure, pictures of the crystals that were frozen and then put under a microscope. And you've seen how in their, like, hatred and that sort of thing makes these really ugly crystals where love and peace and expansion and things that harmonize the collective and continue with the expansion of the collective, all of those make very, very beautiful crystals. So anyway, he said, I'll read you this whole thing. It's not very long if you haven't got it. And those of you who have got it, sit and steep yourself in it, because you and I know it's a practice we have to do. Among other, Dr. Emoto is a scientist from Japan who's done all the research about the characteristics of water and who wrote the amazing book, The Secret Life of Water. Among other things, his research revealed that water physically responds to emotions. Many people have the predominantly angry emotion when we consider what is happening in the Gulf, and that's for sure. I don't know how you feel about it. Never seen an issue bring up tears in so many people when you just talk about it. And while justified in that emotion, we may be of greater assistance to our planet and its life forms if we sincerely, powerfully, and humbly speak the words that Emoto himself has proposed. I'm passing this request to people I believe may be willing to participate in this to set an intention of love and healing that is so large, so overwhelming, that we can perform a miracle in the Gulf of Mexico. We're powerful. Our united energy, speaking this daily, multiple times daily, can literally shift the balance of destruction that is happening. Again, that's back to radiating consciously, isn't it? And sending an intentional radiance out there. We don't have to know how. We just have to recognize that the power of love is greater than any other power active in the universe today. And here I always go back to something I got from We the Arcturians, one of the Arcturian Chronicles, which ended with, change the energy, change the reality, and you and I can change the energy. And here's the meditation that they selected. Take a deep breath and let's all consider this. I send the energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all living creatures in the Gulf of Mexico and all the waters of the earth, to the whales, dolphins, pelicans, fish, shellfish, plankton, corals, algae, to all living creatures. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And many of you will be able to recognize the Ho'oponopono aspect of that, which is, remember all those people that were in a mental hospital and they were like the dead enders, they never got better. And then all of a sudden they started getting better and they found out the fellow running the hospital was going through the files, the doctor, and was going through everybody's files every day. He never went to see a patient. But he'd go through each of their files and say, please forgive me. I can't remember what it was. It was, there were four things. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you, which is sitting right here. And then all the people in the hospital began to get better. And even the people that worked there got better. And that was called the Ho'oponopono action. And so he's combining, Emoto got together with this doctor whose name I think was Lenz, and they've created this. So I'll say it one more time and then we'll get on with your calls. Let's join each other and send the energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all living creatures in the Gulf of Mexico and all the waters of the earth, to the whales, dolphins, pelicans, fish, shellfish, plankton, corals, algae, to all living creatures, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Boy, I love that. So if you feel like you're not doing anything, you are. If you want to have this copy, just email me, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, and I'll send you the email that came to me. So let's talk about, I think we'll also do tonight, well, we've been doing the sounding meditation, let's do the structures. And again, remember that with your mind and your heart and your intentions, you can make huge changes in your life, and you can do an awful lot of healing work. Yes, in the Gulf, and when we're in the middle of the structures and we're doing our healing, the healing chamber, go into that. Take the Gulf in there as well, because it's our vision, and we can take anything big and small in there, can't we? So take a few deep breaths, and let's do it. Let's make these wonderful sacred geometric structures, and let's create a new level of our reality. Let's call in the golden balls about 2 miles above your head and about 40 feet below your spine, and drop a radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And sometimes you can really feel it, can't you? And now from the upper golden ball to about your waist, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then from the lower golden ball up to meet all the points of your pyramid, an upside-down pyramid. And when they meet each other point to point, they create an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And then inside of the octahedron, create a crystal ball, a beautiful, radiant crystal ball. The outside edges nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And now inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, and that's like a three-dimensional Star of David. And just be in that. Now, with each layer of these, you can sometimes feel the difference, feel whether the energy is rolling, soothing, pulsating. Good. And now I'd like you to spin and spin and spin your star tetrahedron. It's like a lot like the Merkaba, isn't it? Spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And as you do, look at the magical screen in front of you. And on that magical screen, we're going to place images and little movies about what it is you want to create. The first one is about you. Put a movie up there about what you want to create of yourself, for yourself. I would like to see myself moving through dimensions. Woohoo! At will. In conscious worlds. And coming from the heart. What is it you'd like to see? You don't have to do what I do. You can just do something that you love. And now let's see that's moving and grooving. Move over beside it. And we have another vision of some project that you're wanting to create. I have several big projects. One of them is my television series that I'm just working on. What do you have going on? And see that project, see the resources coming to create the project. See, the resources are not just money, they're people, ideas, books, whatever it is you need. Some of you want to create home and family. Some of you want to create relaxed time. It doesn't matter. You just pick something and really feel what it's like when the resources come, the protection, the support, and the joie de vivre. And just see it carrying on. And see yourself smiling and being so happy that what it is you wanted to create, you created, and it's come. Now I've got a couple more aspects of what I want to create, and maybe you do too. So let's spend a little bit of time seeing another film of what it is you want to create. Good. Very good. And feel what it's like when your project works really well. Isn't it fun? I could spend all night doing this, but we can't. We're on live radio, so wrap that in light. and let's create our healing room, our galactic healing center. In the first part, we have a little bed like a healing table, and we have your healing team that comes in and surrounds the table. And the first person on the table is you. So lie down on the table, and maybe you've got an idea of what you want help with, or maybe you don't. You just want to lie down there and ask them to work with you. And see what it is they do.
Okay.
And ask them if they have any advice or suggestions for you. Okay. And you know, if it's you, it's really amazing because you're actually doing healing on yourself with the help of your team, or maybe you're helping your team. You might want to get, I said that already, get a little advice from them, suggestions, interpretation, and then wrap that scenario in light. And this wonderful healing team replicates itself around a fresh healing table. And then you bring in the next person you want to work on. Sometimes the person comes in spite of you, right? So what is that person doing here? Just let them be there. And then ask the team to continue with healing work. That's it. Good work. And again, watch carefully because you might learn, or even if you don't see and you just feel it, pay attention because you might learn something about how to help this person. Good. And then wrap that scenario in light and send it on its way. And then another. Remember, the team replicates itself around a fresh table. Okay, so if you get more than one, because suddenly I've got a whole bunch, and you see that the team can move around each table because they're multidimensional. They can be in more than one place. I wonder, I guess Santa Claus is multidimensional too. Have them wrap around each table. Yeah. Or at one table, depends what you've got. Good work. Sometimes when you have a group of people that show up, they have very common issues for whatever reason. And these ones are all sharing a common grief. And they're working on their chest, their heart. And now wrap those in light. I'm using your intentions of love and expansion. You could say this too, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You can say that to anybody you work with. Wrap it in light. And now let's step out of that healing, the Galactic Healing Center, and move into a larger arena and choose some kind of political situation. Just pick one that's your pet, either your pet peeve or your pet desire to help or whatever it is, but some kind of political situation. You know what I want to do is I really want to send terrific support and healing energy for Obama, because I think it's really hard. I feel like it's very hard for him to maintain the truth and the integrity and the idealism which is resonant in his field under the circumstances. I think he needs all the help in the world. Yeah. That's my feeling. You pick somebody you want to help. You can use the same person or someone else. And let's just see that team working on him, her, they. Mm-hmm. And then the light that emanates from him, the courage, the strength, the integrity, is advanced. And now let's draw a light in through the top of your head and send out your heart, very powerful ribbon of harmonious light, and send it out over the world. Send it to the places that are really hot right now. I don't mean in weather-wise, maybe that too, but the places where the politics, the money thing, the greed, the wars, or whatever, the scourges, the sickness, the pollution. Mm-hmm. And just send that light to all the places that you know about. Mm. And again, while we do it, we'll say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Let's put those intentions out in our pink light until finally the pink light has crisscrossed the whole world and has moved back in and is in my chest again and yours as well. And let's close off the healing center. Let's jump into our star tetrahedron. And do a little bit of spinning again. Spin and spin and spin. And come back into the room and join me. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I love talking to you. And I really hope that a bunch of you are going to call in. We had some great callers over the last couple of weeks. And with all this huge trauma that's going on in the world, I have this strong faith that we're going to turn ourselves into a species. You know, we've talked about bringing heaven to earth. We're turning ourselves into a species that actually cares about one another and cares about the earth. And we really have to bring very deep, deep kind of heart desires up through ourselves and out our exterior, don't we? Going from the inner to the outer and then connecting each other. And how are you doing with that? Are you having problems with it? Are you going through some stumbling blocks? Are you being supported? Are you seeing action, thrills, and high adventure out there? Call in. We'd love to talk to you. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And of course, we have three other lines, so I'll just say each of these numbers once. Got your pen ready? Or your digital finger? 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185. 530-413-4522. I'd love it if you would call in. One of the people that I've had on Paradigm Shifters is Kathleen Kingdon, and she channels Dwal Kool, who Alice Bailey also channeled. I think I've mentioned this to you. I love the book, The Matter of Mind, Working with the Labyrinths of Your Mind. And they talk about karma. They talk about our soul's journey being rather long. And I always love likening it to, say, alien cultures or extraterrestrial or different galactic cultures possibly living like 5,000 years. And then we chose to break ours up into chapters. So we've had all these lives, and we bounce through them chapter by chapter. And Dwal Kool talks about how we collect beliefs, reactions from, well, from eons back, from ages and ages back. And that they make up our mind. They actually, and I've read this in several other places as well, they make up our physiology. And somebody said, if you want to know what your karma is, take a look in the mirror, because your body, your shape, your facial features, your structure, all of it, your lineage, all of that is designed by all these experiences that you've been through. Isn't that amazing? I still love to hear about those things, even though it might sound simplistic. To me, it's just fascinating, and it seems to shift the dimensional relationship of everything. But they also say that everyone is projecting all of the time, all people. So when you're hearing what you hear, people saying things, or people attacking you, or people not understanding, or people understanding, or whatever, we're just projecting. Oh, goody, you called. Just finish this thought. We're all projecting all of the time. And what they say is, because, you know, I've heard this, gee, I wonder if so-and-so's projecting, or you're making a projection. Yeah, of course you are, because that's what we're doing. But they also say that the way out of it, to become the authentic self, the unlimitable self, is about stopping, looking at what you're projecting, dropping back inside. And the more we drop back inside, and really get with the center, the more our light is able to move up through, and instead of being a projection. I guess you could call the light the projection instead of the reactions to the past. So I'm glad you're on the air with me. Good evening. Hello.
Veronica.
Yes, hi.
It's Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay.
Are you projecting tonight?
I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I don't know. I'm in Milwaukee and trying to be patient with what is happening for me here, which externally doesn't appear to be much, but internally I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been, lots of positive movement with shifting, with forgiveness with parents and old issues and things like that. And most recently, because I'm so connected with Cassandra, what's something that she's going through, I happen to be reliving for myself. And it has to do with abuse when I was young. And so now that's coming up, and I've never actually chosen to challenge the emotions around it. So I kind of think this has been something that's probably been a thorn lurking in the shadows for quite a long time.
It's
rearing its ugly face.
Mm-hmm.
And,
is it ugly, or is it like popping a boil? You know what I'm saying?
Is it like what?
I say, this is a gross analogy, but isn't it like popping a boil rather than simply being ugly?
Yes, actually it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be proud of yourself.
So, I don't feel like it's, I don't feel I need to do a tremendous about with it, around it or with it. I've just been very sad lately, and instead of like putting a Band-Aid on the sadness, and walking around my cheery self.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. For people at home, Cassandra is Cynthia's daughter, who's only 19, right?
Yes.
And are you saying that there was an abuse issue that she's dealing with because she's in rehab that has prompted you to relate to an abuse issue you had?
Yes.
Aha. So that's a big healing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, for me, I don't know about for her.
Oh, it has to be for her, because you guys are so cellularly tied, and if it's coming down the pike like that, we're just talking about projections, and we're talking about how we cart stuff on for lifetimes, and it accrues, it adds up, and so on. You're talking
mm-hmm.
about, and there's a light coming up in you. You're talking about a kind of a messy emotional reaction time that is going to release you to create and design yourself in a much lighter way. And that can't but help your daughter. I'm sorry, but it really can't help. It has to help her, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So you do it for you.
Even though she's not here, she did return to Pennsylvania.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
And we didn't want her, this is for people at home, we did not want her to go back there. We thought she'd be safer here. But she's taken her stand. But the bottom line is, you're not, and this is for everybody, you all know this, you're not disconnected from her. There's no way you can be at this point. But some of the connections between you are through some sort of abuse lineage, which is how humans have operated for centuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you love her a lot, and you're doing your very best. And we're saying to you that the work you're doing now on the abuse is going to change a lot of things between you and her.
Okay.
That's very exciting, actually.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I'm trying to give her distance and space, meaning, not being in her face, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think you have to let go right now, because you've just uncovered something in yourself that needs top priority, but I want to remind you that as you do that, it has a huge impact on her. So you're not deserting her.
Okay. Do I need to get professional help for this, or is it something I can work on?
Can you do it in the 12th step of the Al-Anon?
With Al-Anon? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think
yeah,
I can.
I would go there because it doesn't cost, and it looks like it's pretty effective.
Okay, great.
And you know
okay.
something, Cynthia? And this is for everybody at home. You know what's really exciting? is you have worked on yourself for a long time. You've had a lot of things go wrong, and you've been abused a lot and so on. This is going to move pretty fast, and it's going to be such a relief for you.
Okay. Well, does that mean a job's going to come? Because I think my unemployment's now expired, and I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure I can confirm that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're going to stay in Milwaukee for a while, and I do believe you'll have a job very soon.
Okay.
And so keep going, because it's like you've been working hard on yourself, but you've been stalled simultaneously. And that stalling looks like it's about to break free, and it might be a bit chaotic for you and very fast, but it's like a log jam breaking. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some changes come up. I'll keep putting you in the structures as well, okay?
Thank you so much, Ron.
All right. Well, bless your heart.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Cynthia. So what's really interesting about that is talking about lineage and abuses and so on. First of all, I want to say we came from a very abusive society. We didn't come from, oh, you're the one. Oh, you're the projection person. Oh, you're the abused one, or you're the abusee. We were rising through this kind of weird, I sort of laugh because it's a collective to me. It's like just this big stew. And a lot of the stew, including that kind of abuse history that people had, and we're trying to rise out of it, and it's a vibrational rise, if you will. It's unhooking those dark patches, and in those dark patches within our energy bodies that run our subconscious and so on, our kids are really hooked into it too. So the souls that choose to come with us, and I know a lot of you know this already, but the souls that choose to come and be with you are the ones that have that same density in their energy body. So watching people who struggle to, I guess another way to put it seems like it's very, very difficult for some people to keep moving through the changes, and it seems very slow. But then you hit these times where you go pop, and you're suddenly freer, and you suddenly don't remember how trapped you were for a while. But then your lineage all shifts as well. I would say Cassandra and her children, who aren't born yet, will all shift well in advance, and her other sons and so on. It's a really exciting thing to work on ourselves, even though it feels thankless and we get freaked out and we wonder if anything's really happening. And let's see. Call in, you guys. I'd love to talk to you. And there's a couple of you that were going to email me, so I don't know if I've seen those emails yet, and ask questions because you're afraid. But really what happens when you ask questions and talk about it, I hear this from lots of people that when, for example, with Cynthia's questions, there are other people out there, there are a lot of you out there who are dealing with a very similar thing. This is a really hard time on the planet in some ways. And in that hard time, there is the opportunity that we have to drop in to a deeper realization and actually release ourselves from those old programs. It's not easy, is it? But it, in a way, it's easier than just thinking that I'm stuck or I'm victimized or I think I'll just die.
Let's see.
Not sure where I'm going with that. All right. So one of the ways that we make huge changes on the planet are through our own consciousness, through our sounding and so on. I don't know how many of you heard Jonathan Goldman when we were talking about the divine name, but it's like when he was talking about how he made sound, he made these sounds, and people were where was I going with this? Okay. He was making these divine sounds, which are actually just vowel sounds. And as you make those, what happens is your body, the resonance in your body shifts. So for Cynthia, for example, it would be really good to go in and make deep, deep sounds that you can feel in your body, mind, that actually get in step with, harmonize with anyway, resonate with some of the deeper blocks that are inside of you. And as Jonathan Goldman said, he was talking about having some amazing healings with people. I have a friend here tonight who also does that, talking about how making sounds with people will actually help them heal. In fact, I've talked to three people today who do that kind of work. So we're talking about radiance by design. We're talking about changing your energy, changing your reality. And one of the tools that's really delightful to use is music, or is sounding. And it's very interesting that the vowel sounds, which are all, you know, as we all know, the consonants don't actually make a sound until they're hitched up with a vowel. So the vowel sounds are actually the crux of all of our language. And language holds the cultural, like learning a language is really important because it holds the cultural intent and the cultural history in the cadence and the movement and the sounds of a language. Isn't that interesting? So we might be just talking about, in any case, the language holds it and the vowels hold the language, if you know what I'm saying. So what I want to say to Cynthia and to other people is you want to drop into your body and just sound. And when you do, it's pretty interesting what can happen. So, for example, she's moving through some abuse, and so many of you have had abuse, I know that. And the abuse hits us all differently. So some abuse sits right in the belly, in the house where the subconscious is housed. In fact, all abuse sits there at some level. So if we were doing that, let's do an exercise of dropping into the body and getting in step with the abuse energy, right, to drop right in and feel the abuse energy. So what I want you to do is go way into your belly area, and then I want to sound, and that to my way of doing it is you sound in such a way that the sound starts to take you. So we might start off making a sound. It'll be a specific sound, and you can make any noise you want. But I'll just start off with a sound to be tidy and to be on why there, all right? And then you make the sound, and then the sound should start to carry itself. And quite often there's an evoking or an awakening of perhaps an emotional thing. Some people might be find it a very delightful emotional feeling or sounding. Somebody else might find it an expression of anguish. But what it is getting in step and dancing out with that density that is representing the abuse that's been holding you back. It may not always take you like 4 seconds to do it, but over time, it's a really wonderful way for people like Cynthia to deal with that. And remember, it changes the vibration in the body-mind. The energy body is freer. And her children feel the shift between the energy attachments between the mother and the children. You know what I mean? All right, let's make some sounds. And then I'm going to pick on some of you since you're not calling in. I'm going to do some readings on you. Ooh, somebody's got a really bad... Oh. Okay, so I'll work on you next. Somebody's showing me that they have a really, really tight, like a frozen shoulder, and that all across the clavicle and the upper part of the body, it's really rigid and held back. And again, it's a kind of an abuse issue as well. And sometimes these things are self-abuse, aren't they? It's how we take ourselves and defend ourselves in the world. So let's make a sound. The sound will be, just to start with, let's focus in the belly. And all of us, I want us to make a sound that will touch something that's hidden in the belly that represents a program that we don't want to take anymore. One way to find out what that is to ask your higher self. Just call in, say, I want to feel something in my belly that I don't want to maintain. It's a density I'd like to break up or disband or weaken so that it doesn't run my subconscious. That's a good way to work with the subconscious. Oh, goody. Can you just wait 1 minute while we make a little sound here? And then you're going to be on the air. All right, the sound is... Ooh, it's a really simple sound. Ooh, and I want you to sound right in through your belly and have it touch that part of you that you've decided upon. Ooh. Well, that was interesting because I didn't plan to make my sound change, but the sound changed in me. What happened with you? It's a great way to work on healing, and it should be longer, but I'm going to take my caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Debbie from Selah.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great.
Same, my question tonight is, you were talking a little bit about abuse and that type of thing. My 12-year-old grandnephew just lost his mother 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, and just kind of wanted to know if there's anything I can do, or if I can send a message to the family. They, you know, I live on one side of the mountains, and they all live on the other, so.
What's the little boy's name?
His name is Brennan.
Mm-hmm. And how did she die? Was it a sickness?
Yeah, from what I understand, it might be a very, very severe case of alcoholism.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't. Okay, so one of the things you can do is, first of all, I would hold him. You know about the energy body, don't you, Deborah?
I think so.
Okay, so I would call in his energy body and really, talk. Okay, the guides are saying in a way that he's kind of frozen right now.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what to feel. And, you know, he's in danger of his own addiction. Do you know that?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So what we want to do is bring his energy body in. Go into your higher self, okay? Get your higher self to go over and talk to his higher self. And then ask if you could please bring his energy body closer. And then you want to talk to him like he needs to feel loved. He feels despair. He feels her despair. You know, this whole thing about sounding or doing energy or going in the structures, we can help him clear a lot of the subconscious programs that are lodged in his belly. He's got the potential of being a very, very psychic, artistic boy. Do you know that?
I have that suspicion. I really do. Kind of runs in the family a little bit.
Can you go visit him, or do you have
the artwork? From my niece was telling me that the artwork is kind of a depressive artwork. There's a lot of, like, death and dying in it. So, you know, she and I are kind of concerned that maybe we're looking at a possible suicide in about 2 years.
Yeah, but you can do something about that.
Okay.
Let me see here. I want to go in about 10 different directions. Do you have access to him? Can you play with him? Can you talk to him?
I don't ever see him.
Can you make a point?
I'm not that far away from him, but I don't ever see him.
Do you want to?
Well, of course. I need to really make a trip. I've got to really make a trip.
Okay, so art is a way through to this kid. You know that? Energy with him all the time. But he's got this stuff kind of logged in him. And I'm going, you know, he could be helped a lot with some energy clearing and some brain chemistry. The latest book I'm reading on brain chemistry is... Daniel Amen, you know, he's on PBS.
Okay.
His little brain needs to be changed radically. Otherwise, you're going to see just what you're seeing, kind of an addiction, depressive thing. I would get him on something as simple as 5-HTP right off the bat, if you could do that.
Okay.
And also, too, he needs to be recognized and known for something. I don't mean for his depressive art, but for some kind of art that he can do. He has the ability to work with energy. I mean, if anybody can afford it, get him to a reconnection practitioner, something simple like that.
Okay.
Because here's what the guides are saying is if you can touch into his self-knowing and also his ability to have certain powers, you'll help him change, because he has them. He's very psychic. He's probably Pisces or something, is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because he's got a lot of powers, only it's like all the sand is sinking to the bottom. I'd get him on 5-HTP.
Right.
I'd get him to an energy worker, and I would be working with his higher self, and I'd go and talk to him about who he is in a way like, oh, I want to see your art. Oh, I see that you're really intuitive. Don't get him to try and tell you how he really feels, because I think he's swallowed by his feelings. I don't think he can handle that. But you have a really nice energy light. Don't be afraid. You know, when you go and do that sort of thing, you're kind of afraid of hurting him or disrupting him or something. Honey, he needs disrupting. He needs huge disrupting. And in his regard, and I don't know what you're going to think about this, listeners, but in his regard, he needs to be disrupted from the amount of his mother that he's swallowed and absorbed. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest
right.
thing about being such an empath, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you could, if somebody could get him, I picked the reconnection, which is the style of energy, because it's relatively, you know, if you watch a couple of YouTubes, it's relatively easy for people to, without much knowledge, to actually take on, you know? And he's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and his propensity is very high, meaning he's got the ability to learn healing stuff really fast, and he needs to be empowered. So it's
right.
like a fast route to sort of an empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
I like him, but golly, he can get sad. 5-HTP will lift him and is just amino acids. It's not a drug.
Okay.
Now let us know. Will you phone back and let us know?
I will.
Thank you, Deborah.
Good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I know we have another caller. Thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Stephanie from Tucson.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I was calling to chat about the abuse issue.
Good.
Or
please.
That we all have that. But
Stephanie is a wonderful intuitive. I want to say that. Hello?
Thank you. Hi.
All right.
So I have my own abuse history, and I have a crazy older sister, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my crazy older sister has abuse history as well. And I guess it was just yesterday she was talking to me about going through the history of abuse and kind of reporting her experience with me and, course, brought up some of my experiences that we had together. But then, you know, at the end of the conversation, she's talking about how her husband is grabbing her by the throat and actually literally taking sex from her or forcing her to have sex.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I know, and I know she's my sister, okay? So, and she's kind of crazy and a little slow, right? I mean, she's always been that way.
Right.
But it has just flipped me out. Of course I want to rescue her. She's my sister. And I just feel like, and she can't say anything. She's paralyzed because of her abuse.
Yeah, because you know what's interesting, Stephanie, you probably know this, and for people at home, is the thing about abuse that's the worst is it keeps us away from our intelligence. It keeps us numb. It keeps us thick and frozen, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so I don't know how you can help her because do you know that she's quite bitter?
She's very bitter. She's about abuse and about the abuse that she went through, about the abuse that I went through, about the destruction of family, all of that. And then now this has begun to happen to her, and she freezes. She doesn't say anything. And I'm like, the protective sister in me is going, it's really punching me in the gut.
And because you can't go there and do very much, but somebody can. And there's a young, she got children?
She's got a daughter and a grandson that's living with her.
Oh, okay, because there's a girl looking at her and watching. Can you talk to her?
About what's happening?
Yep, and getting some kind of intervention, because it looks like there can be intervention, but it's through somebody who's observing, and you're too far away.
Yeah, and she could raise some holy hell pretty quickly.
The
I
daughter?
I mean, she's a little crazy, too. Yeah, she's kind of nuts, but she can kind of run her mom's program, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that...
as far as demanding that he not be living there.
Yeah, I think she's
because
going to...
Because I told
to
her, get... I said, kick him out.
Yeah. She's going to get some help for her mom, but you can guide through... You can talk to her. Talk to the daughter.
Okay.
And stick by your guns, because you're right. Because what it is a lineage passing on that frozen part, you know?
Right.
It's really...
Yeah, it's horrible.
And you also know a lot about energy, and I'm recommending, and people at home, think about this too. send the energy and really work with her because she needs to be awakened. But you can also send energy that helps protect her from him. You can send energy that, I don't know if I should recommend this, but anyway, that makes him dizzy and weaker.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's called subterfuge,
yes.
But it's a very good self-protection that doesn't really damage anyone.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like I can't not do anything. I can't have this information and then not say anything and just watch it go on. Because
yeah.
She's either going to crack and go psychotic and end up in a nut house, right? Or he's going to kill her.
Well, I was seeing cracking. The cracking will come soon. Get the daughter. Talk to the daughter, Steph.
Okay.
And then call me. Let me know.
I will.
All right. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
And I know we have another caller as well. We'll grab that call before it's too late. Hello?
Hello. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I would just like to get back to your initial issue, which had to do with Dharma and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give us some guidance to finding our purpose this time around. There are so many directions to go, and there are so many worthy pursuits that I sometimes get lost. And
join the club.
Yeah. So,
what are you doing now, Anne? What are you doing for a living, for example?
Well, I've been a consultant for many years. I've been in corporate America and felt that I needed to leave there in order to reach something that was more aligned with who I truly am, which is living from my heart chakra and I want to work energetically with people and open people up to their light and living.
Well, that's perfect. That's what it looks like in your soul journey. That's what it looks like to me, is that you have this healing energy, and it's not just a healing energy, it's a light that demands from you. And like getting into your purpose and your dharma is sometimes just by being uncomfortable in some situation, you back up, you start to let it come through. Like my guides always say, is clearing is 95% of the job. Clearing the things you don't like, clearing the resistances that you have. Resistance and defense defend us away from our dharma, don't they? You know what I mean? But I see you having this amazing light. But I'll tell you something, Anne, you can spend that light in a number of different directions, and you can actually enjoy yourself doing some of this and doing some of that and doing these little groups and writing something. And there's something about music. Do you sing?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's like, you have all these different ways, but because the energy, the essential energy that you bring into the world is still, I'm smiling because it's kind of unfolding and unraveling. It doesn't matter which of these delightful things that you choose, you will be able to bring your, we'll call it your purpose and your dharma into the world in a very healing way. You got a book which has some musical stuff in it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You mean that I am to work on or that I am reading?
You're going to create a book.
Oh.
But it looks like it has. But that's not all, you see. Here you're doing energy work with people, but one-on-one isn't going to do it for you all the time. You're going to need to have a changing style. So you'll have, like, one-on-one. You'll have little groups. You have this book with something to do with music and with purpose. And then I see some fabric, and I'm going, well, you're going to have a lot of fun, and you have a lot of, like, entrepreneurial spirit. You want to touch the heart. You want things to be beautiful. You're going to do a lot of that.
Great.
And so you see it all. It doesn't matter about one thing. You have many ways of letting that light shine. And I better go because I'm a little late here.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
Bless your heart. Bless your work. All right, well, this is we're almost done here. I would like to say, if you can, stay online so that you can listen to Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful team with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And I'm not really sure who my paradigm shifter is on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night. We're having some really wonderful, wonderful people coming up. And I'm exploring people who are working with consciousness and dying, or learning to die consciously and helping others do that. I'm doing some research on that. And there are several healers, and I want to have somebody in the economic world, but I'm waiting for feedback. And because I haven't received any yet, I haven't decided who's going to be on next week. It may be a repeat of Dual Cool or Galexis or something that you ask for at Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. That is Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com for your feedback, for your comments, for who you'd really like to hear on this show. And if you'd like to have a session with me, I love to do my healing work and work with my guides and angels and you as we change ourselves and grow through this tremendous time of shift. Thank you so much for being in the Radiance by Design community. Thank you so much for listening to this show, and many, many blessings. Good night.